I've made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
C-I-T-R!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
C-I-T-R!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah!
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Nice! Nice! Yeah, nice! Noise!
Yes, indeedy. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Mead here reporting, and just got a little bit. It's a gorgeous day out. We're going to keep the mood up for a bit, and then I don't want to bring you down, but I'm going to bring you noisy. Yeah, this was a gift from... Well, Las Vegas last week, and here you go.
Oh,
Trevon! There he is, come on.
Future Gerard, I see a large place for you in the the mailroom at Epitaph. And we have an intern position for Chris. But let me get to it. Because as part of our buyout bonus, I was told to come up here on the stage and say that Gerard, you're a prick and a tastemaker. And I thank God you live in London, so I don't have to field your incessant phone calls because of the 12-hour time difference from where I live. To enhance your new upscale London lifestyle, we, the Hopeless Minions, and the large executives of Epitaph Records present you with this, a gift certificate Pottery Barn. I do let them ship to London. That's right, Gerard, get the hell out of here, because I want to talk for a second, no. I want to talk, ladies and gentlemen, about Chris Lombardi. Many of you don't know he's the man who started the label and hasn't done a fucking lick of work since. That's right, he hasn't done shit. Came up with a good name. The Minions out there went to work. And from there on, Chris sat back in his chair much like he's doing tonight. You're a world-renowned drunk. I was in Zimbabwe recently, and they were actually talking about this man, Chris. But you've always had the reputation of being able to get the good shit, and that's why I'm here tonight. And with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present you with the future of alt rock. The newest act of the Epitaph Matador conglomerate label. Gia, ladies and gentlemen, give her a hand. Georgia, can you get down and dirty for me?
There you have it. John Spencer Blues Explosion. Well, actually, John Spencer with, I guess, the Yola Tengo Blues Explosion. It was John Spencer and Yola Tengo performing together back in 1999 at the first Matador Records Party. And this was a limited edition 10-inch that came out last weekend at the Matador 21st anniversary party in Las Vegas. And no, I did not get to attend, but I had many, many friends that did. And one of those many friends was kind enough to fire this one over to me. Matador at 21. Congratulations, Matador. It was a three-day extravaganza at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas, and every band under the sun you could think of performed. Personally, I had some problems with who they reunited, but I mean, Thinking Fellows Union Local 282 didn't get back together, and the Frogs didn't get back together, but that's just, I'm a bit particular that way. But those are probably my two favorite Matador bands, but hence why I didn't go down to Las Vegas. But either way, a lot of bands did reunite, including Guided by Voices. They're playing in Seattle on Saturday. That I am going down for, thank you. And either way, enough of my yakking. Moving on. Holy cow. Saw a great band last night. If you haven't been to Shindig yet, please do. Shindig is, of course, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. It goes on for, holy cow, let's see, do 9, do the math, carry the 12. Yeah, 13 weeks at the Railway Club every Tuesday night. We were in week 4 last night and saw a fantastic two-piece by a group called Shi Yi, and they did not win. And much to my chagrin, actually, I thought they definitely deserved to. Very, very cool female, male, two-piece, lots of reverb, lots of hazy vocals. So then this next set, we're going to hear nothing but two-pieces, two-piece bands. And this is Shi Yi from Vancouver with other on their brand new vinyl-pressed album on Holy Darkness Records. This is Devil's Mountain.
Thank you.
the husband-wife team of Andrea and Adam Malik. When they get together, they make a lovely cacophony known as the Procedure Club. Doomed Forever is the name of that record, out on Slumberland, which, my God, I'm glad this these guys are back in existence. Slumberland were a wonderful label in the early 90s that used to put out sickeningly sweet pop gems on 7-inch, and myself and a good friend back in Red Deer, Alberta, used to order them incessantly, and they kind of dropped off the radar during the 2000s, and then they came back with a vengeance by signing bands such as Pains of Being Pure at Heart and bands of that ilk, and it's really nice to know that that sound hasn't gone away. Procedure Club, Doom Forever. We heard Vermont. Before that, speaking, we did a whole set of male-female duos for you there. We had Moon Duo, probably my favorite record of this year. Escape is the name of that EP, out on Woodsists Records, probably the most bulletproof label in my book this year. In the Trees, we heard. Before that, some earlier stuff. That was Menace Ruin. We heard there a great duo from Montreal. She sings, he doesn't. And yeah, that album called The Die Is Cast got my vote for one of the best records of a couple of years ago, I think now. Holy cow. That's out on Alienate. Dismantling, you heard there. And like I said, we started you off there with a brand new band hitting our streets. They played at Shindig last night. Unfortunately, did not win. Like I said, I'm a little annoyed about that, but She Ye, they're called, and they have a brand new big old slab of wax out on Holy Darkness Records, and Devil's Mountain is the name of the track you heard there. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, more noise after this.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day.
In the PM, you're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Meat here, and we're going to hear a set by, well, let's see, the number one album on CITR this week. Of course, I'm not surprised at all. Women. Fantastic four-piece out of Calgary. I'll let their music do the talking. Either way, they're going to be in here on October 30th, I believe, at the Biltmore Cabaret with another great... Wow, it's weird how synchronous things work out. I'm going to play another duo. We're listening to some New Sensei, because New Sensei are opening for Women at the Biltmore. That show is going to be balls deep in craziness. This is Women. We're going to hear some New Sensei afterwards. Enjoy. Thank you.
paper,
scissors,
and a pen.
Broken Pencil presents Canzine West, Canada's largest zine fair and festival of alternative culture, Saturday, October 16th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the W2 Story Eum, 151 West Cordova Street in Vancouver. Over 150 zines from across Canada will be on display and for sale. Be amazed at the creativity, ingenuity, and sheer weirdness.
Since the invention of the printing press, if not before, dissidents and marginalized citizens have published their own opinions in leaflet and pamphlet form.
That's Canzine West, Canada's largest zine fair and festival of alternative culture. Saturday, October 16th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the W2 Story Eum, 151 West Cordova Street in Vancouver. For more information, visit CITR.ca. Sponsored in part by CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is 12:23 in the PM. A noise you're listening to. And what you just heard in that last set, some pretty cool stuff, duo stuff there. And I'm still coming up with the duos. It's really weird. I only intended to do one set, but it always kind of works out that way. We started with a non-duo known as Women from Public Strain. Yes, I read that as Pubic Stain 2 when it came out. China Steps we heard off of that album. Assuming, hopefully, making a lot of people's ears and toes a tap. And like I said, they're going to be here on October 30th. And after that, we heard the band that's playing with Women, New Sensei. TV, Death, and the Devil is their newest one. Disappearing Act, we heard there. And then we have something brand new. Oh, we've been waiting for this one for a while. Anna. Anna is a wonderful duo composed of Graham Christofferson and Anju Singh. And they've been, unless you've been buried under a rock in a cave somewhere, you should have seen these guys already. They're self-titled, I believe, full-length debut. They've put out other stuff, but I think this is their first real full-length on Broadway to Boundary Records. I was just at Broadway to Boundary's, I guess, warehouse, if you will, last night, and got given this wonderful slab of vinyl. The brand new Anna out. Check them out at myspace.com. Anna, Anna, and that's A-H-N-A, A-H-N-A. And yeah, more duos here. This is kind of cool. These guys have been kind of interesting me quite a bit, actually. It's kind of weird. They're called This Invitation out of Brooklyn, New York. This came from them by themselves, self-released album, but it's a staggeringly large double CD. And it's just guitars and guitars and a little bit of drums and more guitars. This is This Invitation with a track called The Transparent Sea. I can kind of see why they entitled that track The Transparent Sea, because their obvious love of Sonic Youth and obviously Sonic Youth's phenomenal track, The Diamond Sea, is definitely influenced by these guys. This Invitation is what they're called. Sunless Ellipses, Lapses, and Collapses. Double album out on their own, out of their own pocket, I think. It's just, yeah, no label given there. But wonderful little two-piece out of Brooklyn, New York. And, yeah, and funny enough, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, you listen to a noise. I didn't intend to do a duo show this week, but everything I've grabbed has been two pieces. It's really, really strange, with the exception of like a couple of artists. And this one's no exception. And I want to get into some kind of drony kind of stuff here. This is going to be kind of an excerpt from, you know, what you're going to hear. But the artists are Jason Kahn and John Mueller. The album is called Phase. And Jason Kahn and John Mueller work with a variety of acoustic percussion and electronics to create a range of sound and frequencies that fill a space that offer a different experience based on that specific space. A lot of John Mueller's range comes from gongs and gong recordings, which provide a large frequency spectrum. For Jason Kahn, the analog synth interjects a whole other range of sounds outside of the gong frequencies. Together, particularly at higher volumes, it becomes difficult from a listening standpoint to determine, quote, what is what. This album was released just a few months ago. It's called Phase. This track is actually 39 minutes long. We're only here about a 10-minute excerpt. But this is Jason Kahn and John Mueller with Phase on a Noise. listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Some amplified gong and percussion brought to you by Jason Kahn and John Mueller. The album is called Phase. It's out on the Flinko Sound System record label. Fantastic label if you're into this kind of drone-y kind of stuff. FlinkoSound.com. Check them out. They release a whack load of stuff like this. And you may ask why. Well, why not? Yeah, more noise after this.
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a pen and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
I absolutely love the way that Tim says waddled. Yes, we all fall down Thursdays, 2 o'clock. Or sorry, what is it? 1 o'clock? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Thursdays. And Tim is the most delightful human being who plays, like he says, the best punk rock, ska, and reggae music all over the world. And yeah, keep an eye out for him, man. He's a delightful human being. If you see a spiky-haired, cherub-faced kid singing along to every song at every single hardcore punk rock show that you go to, try and say hi. He's wonderful. We're going to finish up the show as we always do with something off the Nurse List. This is not the most obscure thing in the world. It's just the fact that it came up in conversation yesterday. I've played this incessantly and I'm going to play it again. I don't care. This is Faust with the song that started it all. Well, there you have it. A song that started a movement, a catchphrase, and a revolution. That was Faust off of Faust 4 with Krautrock. And that just about does it for yet another edition of Annoy. Stay tuned for the Green Majority and Democracy Now! And, of course, Rumbletone Radio a go-go this afternoon. Keep it locked at 101.9 FM. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.